You know, when it comes to friendships, one complaint that I hear more often than not is this. I'm consistently the one making plans, or a hybrid of it, I'm always the one reaching out. I'm always the one reaching out. I just don't feel my friend putting in the same effort and energy. Well, when it comes to this complaint, if you've ever had it, I have some thoughts. The first thought that I want to share is that when it comes to friendship and it comes to language and communication, the words that we use are so important. Using the words always and never in any relationship, friendship, intimate, is going to put the other person on the defense. And more accurately, nobody always is the one reaching out. Nobody is the one who never reaches out. Those words don't accurately portray any relationship interaction. Yeah, you might find yourself more often being the person reaching out, but it's important to be mindful of that, because when we make up a story about our friend, we're less likely to come to them with constructive feedback and an honest assessment of what we want in the relationship. Which leads me into number two. How often is it in all relationships, but especially in friendships, that we actually go to the person that we care about, our friend, and not in a moment of frustration when things go wrong, but in a proper sit down or when times are good over juice or coffee, and we say, listen, I love you. I appreciate you. I can't tell you how much of a friend you are in my life and the gratitude that I have for you. And I also want to share that I really care about you and I feel like I reach out. Now, maybe something's going on in your world, but I feel like sometimes I don't often hear from you. And if there is something going on, let me know. And if there isn't, is it okay for me to ask, because I love you and I love spending time with you? Is it okay for you to reach out more often? Is it okay for you to also be the person that's there? Because it makes me feel like you have my back. How often is it that we actually go and tell people what it is that we're looking for? When it comes to communicating our needs, I suspect, because I'm a human being too, it's vulnerable to put yourself in that situation. It's vulnerable to go to somebody and tell them that they mean a lot to you. And as much as you sound frustrated on the surface, you actually just miss them. You actually feel like they may not care about you as much. You actually may feel like you care about them more than they care about you. So it's a tough thing to actually go to them and tell them what you want in a non-defensive, honest way. But give people the opportunity. I'm so surprised when I hear this complaint about people, friends saying, you know what, my friend just never reaches out. And I ask them, did you share that with them? And they say, yeah, absolutely. They know. I'm like, oh, so you actually sat down and you told them to their face in a nice way, but also in a way that asked them to show up stronger. I said, no. They just know because I've said it in passing before. That doesn't count. It's not the same as sitting down and directly communicating your needs to the friend in your life. That's number two. The last one, number three, is this. There's a quote that a friend of mine, Sean Stevenson, he's known as the 3-foot giant. He has this great quote. And the quote goes like this. It says, the more you give, the more you live. And that quote reminds me of another quote that I heard way back in the day when I used to listen to Tony Robbins tapes in college when I was starting my first business. And this quote from Tony Robbins, I'm going to paraphrase it, but essentially says something very similar. It says, what you give in life, you get to keep. Nobody ever can take from you how you show up in every moment, in every problem, in every circumstance, in every relationship. When it comes to friendships, you know what? Sometimes there might be a primary and a secondary when it comes to reaching out. Some people are just better at reaching out. Some people, it comes more naturally to them. Some people are better at communication. Other friends might have a lot going on in their life and they're going through a tough moment. So sometimes even if you do reach out and you tell a friend, people might have their own things going on, but that's okay, because how you show up as a friend and how you reach out to those that are in your life is something that you get to take and keep with you in everything you do. It shows up in your family, shows up in your intimate relationships, it shows up in your business, shows up in your work. So it's okay sometimes if you are the friend that's doing the outreach. Hope you enjoyed.